as near as I could see nothing but shades. Mm-hmm. He would do shades up beautifully. Well, on this corner, there was one little pink house there, and an old colored lady lived in that, and her name was Mary. And I'm going to tell you, in that house, she had a fireplace. Mm-hmm. And she did all of her cooking. She didn't have no stove. She cooked on that fireplace. But it didn't have these irons like you said. Mm-hmm. You see, she was poor, and they had brick around there. And I guess she'd set the pot of them. They used to have these big old heavy iron skillets things. Mm-hmm. And they could make cornbread in them, a biscuit in them, and cook meat in them and things like that. But on that, in that fireplace. But we never did have a fireplace on our place, no. Mom always had some kind of a stove. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That skillet, did it have legs on it? Or?
Some of them did, but I don't know about this old lady's. I wouldn't doubt if it did. It may have, yes.
What would you call the thing you'd fry eggs in nowadays?
You fry eggs in a skillet, a frying pan?
Is there any difference?
I don't know. Honey, let me tell you. Usually eggs, I poach my eggs or I soft boil them. Mm-hmm. I cook them instead of frying them. Now, my husband had eggs, scrambled eggs for breakfast, but I didn't mm-hmm. eat any because for supper I took soft-boiled, medium-boiled, two eggs for my supper last night. Mm-hmm. And I broke them and put butter in them and ate those with crackers. And I don't eat eggs often, about once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. My first doctor, Dr. G.M. Russo, told me that eggs will make you fat. Mm-hmm. And I used to be fat, and he took me down about 30 pounds, Dr. Russo did. Mm-hmm. And I've never gained them. Mm-mm. I'm taking pills, but I eat most anything I want.
You know, on the fireplace, the thing up above that you can set a clock or something?
A mantelpiece, yes.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
The what, darling?
The black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Sup.
Huh?
I guess you'd call it sup, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Come out the chimney. And we used to have an old man here. He's dead, though. Now I knew all of his family. I knew his wife and his children, all of them. But he used to get up on top of the house. And I don't know, old toe sacks or something. He'd get up there with that rope and he'd clean that chimney out, clean mm-hmm. that soot out of the chimney. But how, I just see him doing it up there, but I didn't know what he was doing. But I knew he was cleaning out the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
But
that toe sack, was there another name for toe sack?
Was it corn sack?
What about gunny sack? Do you ever hear that?
Gunny sack, yes, I have heard that too. Gunny sack, very seldom. Yes, I've heard of that too, the gunny sack.
It was the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, yes.
Say if the stuff you shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know about the ashes because, you see, we cooked on a wood stove. Mm-hmm. All this community out here, excuse me, was nothing but mesquite trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mexicans would come out here and cut those mesquite trees down and then chop them up in pieces about that long mm-hmm. and then haul them to town, and you'd burn those in your wood stove for firewood, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of wood would you use for starting the fire?
Kindling, they'd call it, I think. It's pine wood, kindling.
Uh-huh.
They'd put paper and then little splinters of that pine wood in there. And if the pine wood stopped, then you can put that other heavier wood on top of it. And it would start. But I never did make no fires during those times because I was too little. Grandma wouldn't let us.